Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome along to the D Word podcast, where we talk dementia. Presenting a podcast like this gives me the chance to meet some incredible people. And on this edition, my guest, Barry Holzhausen, definitely falls into that category. He's the founder of Alzheimer's Dementia Namibia, was diagnosed himself in 2020, and still travels thousands of miles every year trying to raise awareness amongst remote tribes in his home country. Well, Barry, it's a pleasure to welcome you as my guest on the D Word. Been around the world in the D Word, but we have never been to Namibia. So I'm a little bit excited of joining you up there. Start with, I mean, can you tell me what, you know, first prompted your whole involvement as a dementia activist?
Yes, I'm a dementia activist, and I'm also living with Alzheimer's disease. So I've got two hats on my head. Yeah, I started in 2009. I was a pastor. We sold our church building and we bought a house, normally house, to start caring for elderly people. And then there's where I met people living with dementia. I didn't even know the word by that time. At the end of 2009, someone living with Alzheimer's died at our place, and they asked me to conduct the funeral in the south of Namibia, which I did. But by the time I noticed that people living with Alzheimer's dementia, don't want to be closed in. We in Namibia are only 3 million people, and living on a piece of land three times the size of the UK. So you can understand by this, you know, we are people of open spaces. We don't want to be locked into small rooms and long corridors and can't be outside and so on. So that's how I started.
And from that, of course, you know, you went on to find Alzheimer's Dementia Namibia. It's one thing getting an interest, isn't it? But another thing, obviously, founding an organisation. I mean, you know, how did you come to think that, you know, you want to take it that far and found the organisation in Namibia?
Well, Pete, there was no knowledge in my country regarding this. Like I said, when I started in 2009, just caring for elderly people, and then at the end of that year, by September, someone was admitted at our place, living for the last 7 years, with dementia caused by Alzheimer's. So I said to my wife, but I can see this is a disease. It's not because this person is old, because he was not old. He was diagnosed at 48, and that time he was about 59 or something like that. And Yeah, the year after that, I traveled to the UK to visit my children. And then I contacted Alzheimer's UK and asked them, where can I find places where they care for people living with Alzheimer's? And they directed me to organization called, I think, Memory Lane at that time. It's got a lot of different long-term caring places right through the UK. And this place was in Norwich, in Norfolk. So I contacted them and I visited them, and while the nurse was taking me through the place and explaining to me what's going on and why the different colors and why the different ways they care for these people, I ask about why do you use the word dementia and Alzheimer's if it was a synonym of one another. And then see, for the first time, I was educated that dementia is not a disease, but dementia is the progressive and permanent decline, damage of brain cells and brain connections by different diseases, and one of them is Alzheimer's. So I asked them, but where can I find some training course? And they gave me something. It's a long time now ago. I can't remember everything. Something called like social training, online training of dementia. And then I was for the first time introduced in six different what you call it again? But a different I can't find the name now. But I did this online training course. Started with what is dementia, what is the different diseases that causes the dementia, and how do you interact with someone living with this? How can you understand someone who does not has words anymore to explain him or herself, and all the different unmet needs? So then I begin to understand what that is, and I begin to understand this is really a disease, and this must also be in my country. And like I said, I conduct a funeral of someone months before that. So then I decided to open up an place for only for people living with different diseases causing dementia. And we started on a farm because, like I said, we are a place of 3 million people, 827 square kilometers. Most of us coming from farms and lived on farms and going for holidays on farms, you know. So this is the best place to be with people. And yeah, and someone donated, or not donated, but offered to me an old farmhouse, and said to me, if you can renovate this, you can use it for your purpose. And that's how I started. You know, I went with a team of builders to this actually it was two big farmhouses adjacent to one another. And for the next 6 months, that was in 2010, the builders and I start to renovate this big old farmhouse, built more bathrooms, and remove all the carpets of 40 or 50 years, and tile the floors. And yeah, we did a lot of work. Cost us at that time about 1.5 million Namibian dollars. So in early 2011, I started with this new place, while we still had the place where we care for elderly people. What was cognitive still very strong. And then I said to myself, okay, let's call this organization Alzheimer's Dementia Namibia. So yeah, that's how I start.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Dementia UK have teamed up with the Nationwide Building Society to provide access to their excellent Admiral Nursing Service at branches throughout the UK. All the details are available at www.dementiauk.org. If you go to information and support. Back to my guest on this edition of the podcast now, Barry Holzhausen. Now, you know, when you did start, what the situation in Namibia was, you know, what sort of medical support was available for people living with dementia? And, you know, how difficult was it for people to get a diagnosis and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the short answer would be nothing. Okay. Zero. Because I had to resisted this new place, and I went to the Ministry of Health and asked them, can you give me maybe a checklist, what you need me, what do you need from me to while I was busy with my renovations. And then asked me, what are you going to use it for? I said, well, people living, at that time I just called it Alzheimer's, people living with Alzheimer's, and they asked me, where is this person living? I said, no, it's not a person, it's a disease. A disease. Yeah, that's a disease. No, we don't know it. In my country, Namibia, there was already a few old age homes. But in this old age homes, the only people that was admitted, and up till today, I must say, is only white, Afrikaans speaking, English speaking, and German speaking elderly people, white people, and we totally the minority. Remember, we came out of apartheid not long before that, and. Yeah, for black Africans, who's the majority of the population of our country, there was no access to medical care where people, even medical doctors and nurses, know what dementia is. And it took me many, many years. I started then also aware this. The start of this place where we can care for people was only the beginning. And I decided for myself, I need to travel my country. I need to do awareness and education among all tribes of my country. We've got about 47 different, what I call kingdoms, different tribes. And that's when I met, and the lady was chained in her hut for the last 20 years. And being then trained and understand what dementia is, At that time, also was connected, my organization was connected to ADI, Alzheimer's Disease International. I was on the course also in London. You know, while we're walking through the village and met this old lady being chained, being deprived from water and food, I asked them what's wrong with her, why do you chain her? And so they said to me, well, she's a witch. I said, what? A witch? What do you mean a witch? No, she's a witch. She can kill people. She can destroy our crops. She can destroy our livelihood with her magical powers. And I said to them, but I want to meet her. I want to talk to her. Because then the fact or the things they explained to me, but you can't talk to her because no one can understand her. Not even us. She's from our tribe. Like they call it, she's speaking nonsense, and she's very aggressive and so on. I said, no, this is well known to me now, but I still want to see her. I'm not afraid of her. So that's how I started in the rural Namibia, and then I discovered that in all tribes in sub-Saharan Africa, not only one in Namibia, if people are living with the signs and symptoms of dementia disease caused by whatever, vascular dementia, Lewy bodies or whatever, then they are being regarded as a witch. Because specifically if they start hallucinating, they start talking to dead people, they see dead people, then people say, no, only witches can do this. And that is when they do kill them, they do burn them. Till today, all over sub-Saharan Africa, they chain them, they tie them to trees, they ostracize them. Well, if you're in the beginning of your dementia journey, and you know, then you will know your life is in danger. Then you removed yourself from the community and you disappear, and you go and live somewhere. Where you will die soon because of hunger, not because of dementia. So that's more or less my journey, Pete, but there's much more to this, you know, that's only in a few words.
Yeah, I do. You know, you're an absolute massive learning curve for the country. I mean, you've had all that going on, you've seen all those things, and then you yourself got a diagnosis. I mean, what led you to feeling you wanted a diagnosis, and what was going on?
Well, Pete, that was I was again in England. That was in 2019. This is now 10 years later. And because at that time, I already had a lot of knowledge because I read a lot and I did a lot of courses. For instance, the very well-known course of Utah's University, the MOOC program, Understanding Dementia, Preventing Dementia, and so forth. And at that time, I already cared for more than 100 different people, mostly then white people living with some disease causing their dementia. So because of all this knowledge of me and of my wife and of my daughter who start working with me then, we start notice that something is not right with me. To give you one example is I was a pastor, like I said before. And in university, I did 2 degrees simultaneously. An honors degree in Hebrew and Syriac language, and my master's degree in theology. And I cum laude, both of them. My first congregation was about 180 people. In 6 months, there was no cell phones at that time, only normal telephones. I could remember everyone's telephone number, their street address, every single person and their cats and dogs and birds of whatever name in the household. I mean, just giving you a look into the powerful brain that I had. And all of a sudden, I couldn't even remember the telephone number of my wife to phone her. That is now in the days of cell phone. And I start to do strange things, like I'm hearing bells rings and stuff like that, and tell my wife, where's this bell ringing coming from? And when traveling to the UK, I was very confused. Every I want to say every minute, I'm in my little briefcase to see if my passport is there, to see if my money is there, to see if all my documents are still there. And when we came back, the final thing that happened to me, also could in the blink of an eye, get angry with my wife and other people because I can't understand what they're saying to me. I can't understand what they mean. And it was if aggression it was taking over of me. And I remember that you see we in our organization, ADN, we don't use any medication that interferes with the alertness of the brain. We don't believe in this. And all of a sudden, and then you see, we work with unmet needs. If someone acts out of their character, we don't like people to be drugged up, because seeing in my country people being chained with chemical with physical chains, chemical chains is as worse as physical change. To chemical change one brain, to take away the alertness of your brain, the part of your brain that's still available for you living with dementia. And then we start also calling aggressiveness, sudden aggressiveness of or over time, we call it the international language of people living with dementia. I don't have the words anymore to say what I want to say. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and I try to ask water, but I don't know how to do this. And the next time you're walking past me as my caregiver, I will lash out to you. And so that was well known to me, this sudden aggressiveness, and I could experience inside me, something is not right. And the last thing that happened when we came back, I stole a pair of reading glasses in a shop. And up till today, Pete, if you ask me, how did you steal it? I don't know. I really don't know. I discovered it 3 weeks later in my house when I came back from my I'm traveling a lot, when I'm came back from my travel, from my business, education awareness, and so on. And I had one pair of glasses in my hand, which I knew that I paid for, and there was another exactly the same pair of glasses in my suitcase. It's totally new, 100% new. My wife asked me, "Why did you buy two pair of glasses?" Said, "No, I didn't buy two pair of glasses. I stole one, and I don't know how." And Pete, think for yourself. If a security guard caught me with that, do you think anyone would have believed me in court? No, never. And then I said to myself, I really need to phone up my neurologist, because in the meantime I met up with a neurologist where I referred people to. I was taken a lot of people to, and then I made the appointment. And when he walked into his rooms, he asked me, "Barry, where's your patient?" You bringing for me? I said, no. No. I'm the patient. Ah, come on. I said, yes. Listen to me. Listen to my story. And then and after he listened to my story, he said, well, what you've just said to me, I can say to you, you must have severe dementia, but let's start with all the tests, blood tests, your vitamins in your body and thyroid and EEG test and then and the MRI test. And he said to me, but you must go for another one 6 months later. And after a year, I went for another near nuclear imaging test. And then, well, I open up the report. I wait for this, and I knew what's happening with me. And in the report, it was clearly, there was this words I will not never forget it, noted. Progressive decline, degeneration of the brain. And they say it's Alzheimer's.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio now has 1.5 million monthly listeners all over the world, with nearly 50 shows covering every aspect of health, available to listen again and download from the website ukhealthradio.com. This edition, I'm chatting to Barry Holzhausen from Alzheimer's Dementia Namibia.
So I phoned up my wife and I said to her, yeah, that I was diagnosed now, like we believe. And but I'm on my way to the Kavango to the north. You know, I'm traveling about 50,000 kilometers a year, and I'm going to do my work. That's what I believe in. You know, don't let us before the time a year back when I start with this process. I said to my trustees, listen here, I'm going for this diagnosis. It will not be quick. Will not be in a day or two, but I want to ask you something today. Please don't disconnect me from life if I'm positively diagnosed of some brain challenge, some brain disease or whatever. And I said, no, Barry, you are doing all the work. We don't know even what you are doing. So of course we will not. So yeah. A year later, that was like that, and just phoned my wife and said, "Listen here, this is what happened. I'm on my way. I'm going to do my work because I believe that not being disconnected from life, not being drugged up for the so-called dementia symptoms you're living with, is the hope of living long with Alzheimer's." In a what do you call it in a on your own, a quality of life. So this is more or less my story. How I ended up with the diagnosis, and from there on, that was the end of 2020, and then I started with my wife. I always say to my wife and my daughter and my staff, I've got 22 staff on the care farm caring for people living with dementia. I said to all of them, listen here, from now on, you will be my EB, my external brain. You must help me with what I can't do anymore. And yeah, that is how it's working. You know, when I drive out to the farm to take something, you know, some paperwork for the staff or whatever, my daughter normally, when we start driving, she phoned the manager and say, listen, yeah, Barry is coming to the farm with this and this and that. He must ask you this and this and that. And yeah, if it's not in the sights of my eye, if I put it in my car's boot or at the back seat, I will drive back home without giving it to them. And but so all these people around me, you know, they helped me to live still a quality of life. And I'm now in my fifth year after my diagnosis. I'm still doing my work. I'm still traveling a lot, about 50,000 kilometers a year. I'm still doing awareness education all over the country, among the rural area, among the Black community. And one of the leaders donated last year a piece of land to my organization, where we can start with what we call the dementia-friendly village. This will be the first dementia-friendly village in the whole of sub-Saharan Africa.
Barry, you're an inspiration and have done so much good work for your country. All I can do is, you know, keep on doing it. And I think you're a great example that people should not be labelled with their diagnosis. You've had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. You're still doing your work. You're still doing great work for Namibia. And I just, you know, on behalf of everybody, thank you for it.
Thank you so much, Pete. Yeah, that's my privilege. It's my calling. And I know if I stop doing that, Pete, then I will go very fast down the drain. That I've seen over and over again with people we're caring for. And we work also with people in their own homes in different towns of our country. And so on. And I can see people, if you know, the first thing people normally do is they take away your credit card or you can't manage your own account anymore, and then it's your car keys. So my wife is driving with me most of the times, and every time when we come back, I will ask her, okay, now you tell me exactly, were you afraid? Did I do something that's dangerous for other people on the road? And so far, she said to me, Barry, you're still the same good driver you were all your life. And but I had to learn a lot of things, Pete. I had to you know, different way of driving. I need to focus when I do anything. Even talking with you now, I need to focus on what we are doing now. Otherwise, I will get confused and with driving, that's very dangerous. You know, if you don't focus what is going on in front of you, at your back, next to the road, you will get confused and later on maybe think, where am I going to? Must I go north or south, or what is the problem now? Yeah, but also because the roads of our country is not that busy as yours. I mean, you've got 68 million people, We've got 3 million people, and most of them are driving donkey cars.
Yeah, it's
So,
68
yeah.
million people on a very small island, but yeah, absolutely. Well, Barry, I'm sorry, but time's kind of drawing us to a close, and I just want to thank you for being my guest, and I very much hope we can keep in touch and get you back on the show in a few months' time to keep chatting.
Thank you, Pete. It will be my pleasure, and thank you so much for listening to the story of Namibia, of Africa, of people who need also the West to not support us with money, but with knowledge and with helping to spread, like what you are doing, to spread our message into the world. Say, we are here. We are human beings. We are living with dementia.
Thanks so much to Barry, and may he continue with his great work in his home country with Alzheimer's Dementia Namibia. That's all we have time for on this edition. Thanks for your company, and I hope you'll join me again soon for some more dementia talk right here on the D Word Podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.